Your Eminence, first of all, thank you for giving us a Pope who is down to earth, a wonderful man. First of all, you are also staying with him, I believe, and you have been staying together even before the conclave took place. I mean, more or less in the general congregation.
In the general congregation, yes.
How do you find this man? I mean, did you know him before? Of course, he's your first conclave and the first as cardinal.
I've known Cardinal Bergoglio. You know. We were together in the Synod of Bishops on the Eucharist in 2005. And after the synod, both of us were elected to the council of the Synod of Bishops. So for 3 years, we would come together to Rome for meetings and help prepare for the next synod. So those 3 years were really moments of interaction with each other. And we saw each other again in the International Eucharistic Congress in Quebec. In 2008, he was the main catechist on the day that devoted to the Americas, and I was the main catechist on the day devoted for Asia. And so there were opportunities for us to work together, to talk with each other, and to share experiences and to compare notes. In fact, a number of times he wrote to me from Argentina, you know, and I'm sorry I was not able to respond to any of his letters. But now that he's the Holy Father, I'm sure.
Under obedience?
Under obedience, I will respond immediately.
Of course, when you knew him before this conclave, it was a different person. Yeah. Now he's got a different aura about him.
Yes.
How do you find him? I mean, going about his daily duties in the Santa Marta, Casa Santa Marta. How do you find him as a person?
It's basically the same person that I have seen and I have known these past years. No? While the ministry, the Petrine ministry, really, in a way, gives you a new identity and a new way of facing things, but the person remains. And I was not surprised at all that he has been projecting this image of simplicity, of being down to earth, of meeting people. That's how he is. He has been like that.
He must be having quite a tough time trying to adjust to his new office now.
He will probably encounter some bumpy roads along the way, but I guess people around him might also have a hard time adjusting to him. Yeah. But I hope things will be fine for all of them.
How about the other cardinals, the other people, cardinals who have participated in the conclave? I mean, are they all really enthusiastic about this new pope, which the world never predicted, of course?
Yes. Since this is my first conclave, I saw, beginning with the general congregations and up to the conclave, I saw a spirit of honesty, frankness on the part of the cardinals. You know, there was very little fear of each other. There was some sort of a meeting of minds and hearts, especially in the area of we should all submit to Jesus. We should all be open to the Spirit. We should all look for the good of the church. We should all be mission-oriented. And that was something that I really admired. In fact, entering the conclave up to the moment when we got out of it, it felt like I was part of a long liturgy. It was really prayer, listening to the Word of God, and purifying your minds and hearts so that to the best that we could as human beings, we could discern and we could respond to the invitation of the Lord. And so I could say that there was this general spirit of enthusiasm and joy that we have arrived at this consensus.
But before you went into the conclave, perhaps the media, the way it projected the problems of the church, the challenges of the church, did that quite affect the cardinals participating in the congregations as well as in the conclave?
Well, we are all attentive to what the media tell us, you know, because there is a lot of truth and there's a lot of things that we can learn from media coverage. But don't forget, these are all pastors too. So we have contact with our people, we have contact with the world in a way that the media is not in contact with the world. We engage people in counseling. And so we have our own perspectives too of what's happening in the church. So while the media speculation is a source of one source of data, that is not the only source for us. And so in our discernment, I don't know how much media speculation has really influenced us. It's more of our direct experience with our local churches and even with the past popes and our priests, our religious, our lay people, the poor and the suffering people of the world. These are the things that we brought with us in our discernment.
And that's what is overriding what the media has said and has expressed to the world.
Yeah.
Tell us something about the Filipino people. I mean, you are a pastor, basically, and...
Yes.
This man, Pope Francis, does he really actually is tune in with the Filipino people?
Yes. In fact, these past days, the way he has been carrying himself, the way he has been meeting people left and right. I remember that Mass at Santana. No, after the Mass, he just went out and met and people and greeted people. You know, I saw the fear in the eyes of some of the guards, and I can understand they have to do their job. But I was telling myself, but this is normal. This is normal in Asia. This is normal for pastors that at the end of the Mass, at the end of any major celebration, you know, you expect people to come to you as bishop, to touch you, to greet you, and you welcome them. So, and you're not concerned about security. That's the farthest thing in your mind, you know. And if something happens to you, well, you are in good company. You're in the heart of your church, of your community. So, I seeing those images coming from Pope Francis. You know, that strikes a chord in my heart. And I say, well, I understand this man, and this man will understand us, simple pastors.
So it's Bergoglio, Cardinal Bergoglio, and Francis. They have really clicked together to become to give to the world a good pastor, a personal pastor, you can say.
Yes. And I'm just like all the popes. You know, there is the ministry, the Petrine ministry, that has perdured in the church for years and thousands of years. But then there is also a very personal aspect to it. Now, every pope is a unique person. And even if he is the bearer of the same Christian tradition, the same Word of God, the same Eucharist, his personality, his temperament, his personal style will definitely enter into the exercise, the concrete exercise of the Petrine ministry. And I'm excited to see how that very personal character of Cardinal Bergoglio will open new vistas for the exercise of the Petrine ministry.
You are, I believe, the second youngest of the cardinal electors, am I right?
Yes, 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 yes.
And this is your first go at the conclave.
Yes.
How was it? I mean, first time, of course, we don't know what happened inside. We don't want you to break your oath. But the atmosphere inside, how did you feel it all? How did it all go about?
Yeah.
I mean, the world knows nothing. Let's hear something about how the Holy Spirit worked. Did you really feel?
Yes, yes. But I want to begin with my own experience. When I heard that Pope Benedict the 16th has renounced the exercise of the ministry of the Bishop of Rome, the first thing that came to my mind was, wow, a conclave is coming and I will participate. And I got overwhelmed. And for the 2 weeks that I've been waiting for the conclave to start, and right there in the conclave, I could not take away from my heart this sense of being overwhelmed by the magnitude of the decision that is before us. Of course, I know I was not alone. I'm not the only one to make the decision, but to be part of this body and to contribute to it, you know? it was just beyond my imaginations, and it made me so tiny, you know? And I trembled before this calling, you know? And so I entered the conclave with this sense of the sacred before me. This is not a decision that is comparable to the many decisions that we make in ordinary life, like what to eat, what to wear, you know. Yeah. And we know that this is a decision not for myself. This is a decision that will have an impact not only on the church, but on the world. And so I felt the weight of that responsibility. And I felt that every cardinal that entered that conclave also had that sense. You could see it. Even when during the breaks, the coffee breaks, there was a certain lightness in the atmosphere. But you could see in the eyes, in the demeanor, that all of us knew something great is before us and that we should really prepare ourselves. So the Holy Spirit worked in that sense, in that way, and especially when the consensus was reached. There, you know, you feel like, wow, people coming from different parts of the world with different ideas and, you know, and these are cardinals, so they're experts in their own right and in their own way. But somehow, instead of leading us to divisiveness or, you know, each one fighting just for one's own opinion, you have a meeting of minds and hearts. Well, that's the Spirit. That's the Holy Spirit.